Hello, and thanks for listening to the Braves Craze podcast. Be sure to subscribe to this podcast on your favorite podcast platform. And be sure to follow the Braves Doctor on Twitter at Dr. Braves.
Hello again. What is up, Braves Country? This is the Braves Craze podcast. It is September 18th, Sunday evening. We're coming to you here after the Braves have swept the Philadelphia Phillies in three straight games in Atlanta and had a 4-2 week. Before getting into details, if you will, give this podcast a subscription kindly. Give it some feedback on your favorite podcasting platform, whether it be Apple, whatever it may be. And also, if you've got any questions, comments, or feedback from me, or want to get a question on the air possibly for this podcast, hit me up at Twitter at Dr. Braves. That's at Dr. Braves. Thank you very much for supporting this podcast. The listeners are still out there and still coming strong, so I do appreciate all of you that listen and download and give me feedback, so thanks for that. Again, as I said, the Braves went 4-2 in six games this week, lost 2 of 3 to the Giants, and then swept the Phillies in Atlanta for three straight games, which did the heart good to get that sweep in there with the division rival Philadelphia Phillies to go actually 4-2 for the week. Today was a big deal, and we'll talk about that in a second. But the Braves sit one game behind the New York Mets still in the standings with about just under 3 weeks left to play. We've got division games basically here on out. Nats, Phils, Mets, we've seen a lot of those coming up. We actually end up in Philadelphia next week for a trip to the Phillies after we have three games at home with Washington to start the week. So we need to clean up next week. The three home against Washington, who is struggling pretty good, would be nice to sweep those and maybe go down to Philly and get at least 3 or 4 there would be great. But, you know, going on the road against the Phillies is going to be tough, as it always is. I want to talk about what's going right for the Braves right now. You know, we've been up and down, struggling at Seattle and at San Francisco some. Luckily, the Mets lost a lot then, too, so we didn't lose a lot of ground. But we've gotten really good starting pitching still. It's almost comical how good our starters have been at this point in time. Max Fried, really good in all he's been doing. Kyle Wright had a bad outing a few days ago, but came back with a good outing recently. Charlie Morton got beat around a little bit on the road. Nothing major, but not too bad, but got hit some. Spencer Strider, man, I'm telling you what. Ridiculous Spencer Strider, how good he is and what he's doing right now. And then Jake Odorizzi actually has been pretty decent. He's not going deep into games. He's not really doing it in impressive fashion. He's throwing about 90 miles an hour, changing speeds, throwing cutters and two-seamers a good bit, I think. But, you know, he's getting it done. But we're having to tax the pen when he pitches a good bit because he's only going into the fourth at this point in time, fourth and fifth inning usually. So into the fifth, I should say, four and I think he went 4 1/3 or 4 2/3 this week in the last outing. But Odorizzi is underwhelming, but actually getting the job done. So, you know, nothing wrong with what he's doing. In that sense, you just kind of wonder the minor league kids, like we talked about coming up here, maybe could we have done that without bringing in Odorizzi. But Will Smith for Odorizzi kind of gave Will a chance to be in a different setting as well as Jake here. So it still was a pretty good trade probably for the Braves bringing in Jake in this sense. So I will say Kyle Muller has struggled a bit recently in AAA, so maybe he's not the guy right now, although I do think Kyle's upside is great. We know Bryce Elder's been pretty good when he's pitched in Atlanta, as has Kyle here. And then Mike Soroka, still down in AAA pitching. We're all anxiously awaiting to see Mike. I wish I had better news about Mike's outings down there, but his ERA is over 6 at AAA right now, so he has not been particularly great at this point. I guess the good news is he does seem to be healthy, but he's not been Soroka-like of late, where he is actually at for this team. So, again, kudos to the Braves starting pitching. It's been tremendous lately. Bullpen's been pretty good the last few days also. Kenley Jansen, actually, we all know Kenley struggles. His ERA's been quite high. I believe I read the graphic yesterday that he had been over 7 in his last few outings. But he actually was shut down a couple days And then came back last night, I believe, and pitched a clean ninth for a save. Again, Kenley scares me in the late innings because he's lost some velocity. When that cutter is up a little bit, it gets hit hard. And he had it down last night. He spotted it well last night. But he's a guy that's got to have location now because he really can't overpower you like he once could. He was a 95, 94, 95, 96 guy for a while. That cutter is sitting on 90, 91 right now. And again, when that thing misses its spots, he has given up some runs and blown some saves. So, you know, Kenley did pitch well, so hopefully he'll keep it together and keep doing well. But Jansen's a guy that we've got to get back going well. You know, we talked about what's good, so I'm going to talk about some inconsistencies now. The lineup and the offense has been really up and down a lot. We've got a lot of guys struggling right now. Matt Olson, down in the low 230s at this point in time, has not had a hit. I don't know the number, but it's been quite some time. Not playing well. Austin Riley, who you all know is one of my guys for sure, has not been that consistent lately, not hitting the ball as well as he once was this year. The good news is this week Ron LaCuna seems to be getting better. He seems to be getting his strength back. I believe it was Saturday's game. He drove in all runs in the game, had a opposite field home run, and took a really, really good-looking swing to drive that ball out to right. So, you know, Acuna is a guy that we all know he is not giving us his best right now. And let me clarify, I do think he's giving us 100%. He's just still not 100% well. So when I say he's not giving us his best, he is giving us all he's got, but he is not 100%. And you know, he has been not the player that we have come to know and love the last few years here. But he's out there grinding, and he's starting to look a little more like Ron LaCuna that we know him to be, Superman. And that is a good thing. So I don't think Ronald will probably be 100% until probably next year, if truth be told. And I hope he gets back exactly where he was as soon as he can. But if we could get a smidgen or a snippet of Ron LaCuna and just have him be that great in the playoffs this year, that would be a wonderful thing to showcase him to the world again and let him see how great he is. And that would probably give us an upper hand into winning a lot of these series. But Ronald, you know, had a great catch, made a great throw, drove in all the runs, had the opposite field homer, played right field and didn't DH a couple times in the last few days, which is nice to see. And also gives the Braves some other options in the lineup, which I'll talk about in a second. But Ronald being Ronald is wonderful to see. On a bad note on Saturday night's game, I feel so bad for Ozzie Albies. Poor Ozzie. He had been back from his broken ankle, broken foot, a couple of games, and slid into second base, sliding on the bases, and broke his pinky finger and will miss the rest of the regular season. It is said they think Ozzie can make it back in time for the playoffs. I'm not quite as confident in that as what I've read. But we want Ozzie back, but Ozzie will not be really in sync if he comes back like that. I do want him on the roster for sure, but Vaughn Grissom certainly has been a guy that's filled in very adequately. He's not Ozzie, but he's very good. And we'll get to keep seeing Vaughn play, and then hopefully Vaughn and Ozzie both will make the playoff roster for the Braves. With Albies getting well, then we'll see. But got to play that by ear. But I feel really bad for Ozzie. Everybody loves Ozzie. He's a great player. He brings an energy to this team, and I think he's one of the team's leaders. So having him go down again is very disappointing. On the night where Ronald Acuna starred, Ozzie Albies made some news for not as good of a thing. But get well, Ozzie. We love you and want to get you back in here soon. So talk about Spencer Strider now and the record he set today. I had no idea prior to watching and seeing today he was up for this record. But Spencer Strider became the fastest pitcher in Major League Baseball history to reach 200 strikeouts, doing it in 130 innings, breaking a record set by the big unit, Randy Johnson. My goodness, I think Garrett Cole was also in the third on that list. So Randy Johnson, he's pretty good, right? We know him. He's probably the most prolific strikeout pitcher we've ever seen. 6'10", left-handed, long locks of hair, nasty, nasty fastball, 100-mile-an-hour kind of guy. Intimidating to face the big unit nonetheless, or certainly goes without saying. Spencer Strider broke his strikeout record. That says a lot about how good Spencer Strider is, how good he's become. All these folks that say we want to see Spencer Strider go back to the bullpen in the playoffs, what in the world are you thinking? Spencer Strider needs to start game one in the playoffs, and he'll probably start game two with Max Fried being our ace, and I'm okay with that. But Spencer Strider, let's make no mistake at this point in time, is one of the best pitchers in the National League and one of the best pitchers in baseball. He is difficult to hit. He can be unhittable. The fastball that he throws is just overpowering. Triple digits late into ball games on his pitches. He is as advertised and then some. I don't ever remember a Braves pitcher with this pedigree and the velocity he has on his fastball. And he kind of came out of nowhere, didn't he? He wasn't really on our prospect list as being a starter. He kind of relieved in the minor some, was a guy that had Tommy John. He threw hard in college, but once he had that Tommy John surgery, he threw even harder. And the Braves have moved him and used him in this role perfectly at this point in time. So that rotation, I think, should be Fried, Strider, and Wright should be 1, 2, and 3. Charlie Morton, as good as he is, as much experience as he has had in the playoffs, and I want to have him pitch. And if we need a game four guy, he's the guy, but I think I want him certainly in that four spot. Odorizzi should be a long guy, a reliever in the playoffs, but the Braves rotation is set up really well, and we can use some of these guys like a Morton maybe in a long relief spot starter kind of thing in the playoffs. But Spencer Strider, congratulations, sir. It is fun to watch you pitch. The guy, you know, you look at the guy's build. He's not very tall. I heard Chip and Jeff try to compare him to guys, and they couldn't really find a comparison that really made a lot of sense to me. But he's so strong. The guy's legs and quads are just absolutely ripped out. When he pitches, you know, you can just see the strength in that lower body. So Spencer Strider is just a beast. He is one of the best pitchers in the league right now. And I got to talk about a guy, Michael Harris. If you didn't see Michael Harris's quote on Spencer Strider. So let's think about Michael Harris in context a second. He is Spencer Strider's competition for Rookie of the Year. The Braves are going to have number one and number two, without a doubt, in the Rookie of the Year race this year. Michael Harris, you know, big-time player, class guy, good guy from everything we can tell. He said Spencer Strider was right behind Jacob DeGrom as far as being the best pitcher around and how intimidating and overpowering he is. That is a huge, huge statement for a guy to say about him. So, and Michael's right, man. I think Strider is that good. He's got to prove it more than a year, but I think he's well on his way to doing that. And then Michael Harris, I mean, how good is this guy? He's still hitting over 300. I have no idea why he bats in the 6th and 7th slot in this lineup. We're going to talk about the lineup again in a second. Michael Harris, arguably, is one of our best couple players in the lineup right now. I mean, he is so good at the plate. Obviously, we know how good he is defensively, but Harris needs to be batting the top part of the order right now, I think, to really utilize him where he should be with that speed and that on-base he's getting. On-base percentage he's has out there. So, you know, really, really good for Harris and a class guy as well to talk about what he did with Mr. Strider and that comment he made about how good he was and comparing him to Jacob DeGrom to some sense. So I've got to say one more thing I always say, and I always complain about this and I always fuss about this, but I'm going to just say it this way. And everybody listen to this. I'm going to go real slow. Write it down. I hope maybe Braves hear this. Snicker needs to hear this. And I love Brian Snicker. Brian, I'm not fussing at you too bad. But listen here, and I'm going to say it real one emphatic time and move on. Good things happen when William Contreras gets to play. How many home runs and big hits is this guy going to hit? And he doesn't play more than a couple times, 3 times a week in some cases. Now, I know having to play Acuna at DH limits you when you can play William at DH. I understand that. But my goodness, can we get the guy to play outfield? I know he's taking some reps out there in the outfield. Can he not play some left field at this point in time? Because, man, he is so good and he hits so well. And, you know, Darno's a great catcher too, so I don't want to bench Travis either. So, but both these guys, the more right field Ron can play, the more DH one of our catchers can play to get them both the at-bats we need. And we're just a better, deeper lineup with William Contreras in that lineup. Wild Bill, as they call him, had 2 big home runs in the Philly series. two line drives. I mean, he, I believe, I'm trying to think which game it was. He was 3 for 4, hadn't played in a few days, and just comes out there hitting everything thrown out the plate with him. So he's quickly becoming one of my favorite Braves. And the more this guy plays, the better and the deeper our lineup is, as I said. So a couple of notes to talk about real quick. Ire Adrianza is hurt again, but on the DL. Injured list, sorry. And then Kirby Yates, who has struggled all year, went on the DL, injured list, sorry, the IL, with an inflamed elbow, and he did have Tommy John and was out for a long time. So a little worried about Kirby. Kirby has not pitched that well. Adrianza hadn't played a ton. The Braves, in turn, called up William Woods from AAA, and actually Ozzie Albies replaced Adrianza, and now Ozzie's hurt. So they called up a gentleman named Rylan Bannon. I think he's a former Dodger, so don't know much about him, but it did say he was brought up to the majors, I think yesterday maybe in the 16th on Friday. They also had DFA'd Jay Jackson not too long back, so he was not an option to bring back for Kirby Yates. So I don't know if Jay cleared and goes to AAA or not, but we'll see. Woods has been up once this year, had a promising young arm, I believe, with him. He's a promising guy, but he's young, he's a kid, so we'll see what happens there. But some moves did happen. The Ozzie move certainly really hurts to not have him there, and that kind of let Vaughn Grissom kind of be in a super utility kind of role to move him around some if Ozzie were back, but now he's not. So Grissom slides back in at second base. I think Adrianza did start the other night, and I don't know if he got hurt in that game or not, but he now is on the IL. And will not be back for a few weeks. I wonder if we see him again this year. Maybe he'll be activated for the playoffs, but I'm not really sure. So a couple things I got left to talk about in the podcast. One is the outfielder. So I wanted to talk about and kind of rank the outfielders, not named Ronald Acuna and not named Michael Harris. We know center field and right field, or I guess even DH, maybe if Acuna's playing that, are taken. So, and they're filled very well, and we expect Ronald to hopefully be Ronald again in the near future. He's still much better than anybody else other than Michael Harris on this roster for sure. But of the other guys, Robbie Grossman, Marcell Ozuna, who's kind of more of a DH style, I guess, Eddie Rosario, who famously killed it in the NLCS last year and really hasn't hit much since, and then Guillermo Heredia. Which guys do you trust the most? I mean, what do you do in the outfield? Who do you start? Who do you play? How do you use those guys at this point in time? I know that Snit's been using some Grossman-Rosario platoon with Grossman against lefties, Rosario against righties. It's hard to rank those guys at this point in time of who you want. I'm going to give you my ranking of how I value these guys and who I would play first to last, I guess. The best guy, just across the board in a vacuum, not against lefties or righties, just in general, to me, is Robbie Grossman. Robbie Grossman is not anything fancy. He's not going to hit a bunch of home runs. He's not going to steal a bunch of bases. He's not going to bat 350. But I heard Snit say this about him on one of the national broadcasts when he was interviewed. Grossman's a ball player. He gets out there. He's got a little Martin Prado, for those that are Braves fans from back in the day a little bit. Got a little Martin Prado in there. The stats don't look huge. At the end of the day, when he gets done, he's not doing anything on paper that looks super imposing, but he's just a good player, and he gets after it, and he gives you good at-bats, he gives you good defense. He's a hard-nosed guy. He plays smart. So he's my favorite of the bunch left, not named Acuna and not named Harris, as I said. I would rank second, and it gets really – I think there's a big gap between Grossman and the next guy, but I would give Rosario the edge second. Eddie is still batting sub-200. It's just been a lost year for Eddie. And that tells you how really disappointed I am. And other guys like Marcell Ozuna, who's had off-the-field troubles again. Inconsistent hitting. He's got hit some home runs this year, but low batting average. And then Guillermo Heredia, I guess play defense. But, again, we've heard my thoughts on this before. I think our outfield backup guys are weak. I like Grossman if Grossman's your fourth outfielder, the guy that's kind of the backup guy, you're in great shape. If he's your third one, you're okay with that because he is as I said, he's a gamer, he's a good player. But these other three guys are not giving us much right now. I know Ozuna, they're trying to get in there because he can hit some home runs, and I guess that does give you that does give you the little more chance than Rosario in some cases. I would say that Grossman should play every day now against lefties and righties instead of just lefties. And, you know, hopefully that'll start happening more and more and more. I think it's happened some. But certainly that's how I value those four guys in the outfield that are not Michael Harris or Ron LaCuna Jr. And my last thing I want to discuss again is the batting order. I've said this a good bit this year. I don't like the order. I think it's time for Snit to rearrange some things. Michael Harris has got to move up. Matt Olson's got to move down right now until he can get a little more consistency and start hitting the baseball a little bit, and he's just not doing that. Contreras, when he plays, has been batting six. I would move him up. Frankly, he is a force at the plate. You know, I think you put him in that four or five slot. I would almost like to see the Braves try something with Harris in the two or the three spot at this point in time. You could slide Austin back to fourth, I guess. Bat Dansby second or third, and Harris, you know, Harris and or Dansby second or third. I would love trying Harris leading off and dropping Ronald maybe to two. But I think you got to get your best players up there. You got to leave Riley in that top three or four because, you know, even though he has struggled the last month and a half or so, he is still the best and most talented force on that roster right now to drive in runs. Olsen, it's kind of strange, man. His swing is long. His timing's not great right now. He's missing pitches. He's never been a guy to hit for high average, but now it's a little lower than normal. So he is struggling. D'Arnaud and Contreras continue to rake the catchers, and I just love what they're doing. Dansby's been very good. We talked about Harris, how good he's been. I would even say Vaughn Grissom is still doing pretty well. He's up and down some, but he's hit the ball better than you expect still in the majors. So, you know, but the roster, the lineup has been a little bit inconsistent. If you don't have guys, an Acuna or a Riley or an Olson don't really hit, you struggle to score runs when Dansby's getting on base consistently. So is Harris, but Dansby's batting two, Harris is batting six or seven. The guys in the middle there have just not been steady lately. And you know, we got to get those guys going back for the playoffs. So I would tinker with the lineup a little bit if I were Snit. I would drop Matt Olson a bit until he starts figuring it out some, get some pressure off of him. I would move Harris up, use that speed, use that on-base percentage of Harris's in the top of that order, and see what happens there. So, and the last thing I'll say is we're still hoping we get a Dansby Swanson contract. Nothing has happened yet. Famously, he does have the same agent that Freddie had that Freddie fired. So Dansby is, still not signed. He is a big part of this team, and this team without Dansby Swanson or a very comparable shortstop is a frightening thought for next season. And, you know, if you found a way to bring in a Trey Turner or a Carlos Correa, you're going to be fine there. But I couldn't imagine those guys are going to be cheaper than Dansby anyway. So I say you pay Dansby. And you hope that works. I mean, you know, a lot of folks talked about, and I even talked about Vaughn Grissom playing short. Vaughn Grissom is a good, good player, and he's got a future with this team. I think he'll be an everyday starter for the Braves for many years to come. I don't know if he plays shortstop, though. I think he may be a guy that is a third baseman, second baseman, maybe move to the outfield kind of guy for Grissom because I don't think his range is as good as Dansby's or his arm. Now, Dansby is exceptional defensively, and we know this, and the Braves' defense is still very, very good. But, you know, I don't know that you slide Grissom in there. He's going to struggle more than Swanson for sure defensively. He's a good hitter, I think, and he can play infield, second, third. We've never seen him play third, but I'm guessing he's fine at third, definitely second. And the Braves' defense has been a staple. You don't want to really give away a ton of defense, between Michael Harris, who's a gold glover. I'm already confident of that. He may not win it this year because he missed a month by being in the minors. Dansby is a gold glove caliber guy. Austin Riley's a gold glove caliber guy. Matt Olson is very good, although he's been a little up and down. But we've got a good defensive core, so I don't know that moving Grissom to shortstop is the right move just yet. I really hope we re-sign Dansby. He's had a great year. But regardless, we'll cross that bridge, it looks like, now after we get through the playoffs and the offseason. So, big week for the Braves, as I mentioned. Seven games. We're only one game behind the Mets, so we need to get in there and win six or seven of these games, starting with three at home, beginning tomorrow with the Nationals. So, have a great week, everybody. Enjoy your week. Let's go, Braves.